Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Coming up, good news about gospel growth in Afghanistan. Then later, Tajik Christian women getting a helping hand. That story's coming your way in just a few moments. But first, Friday marks the third anniversary of the final U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. Now, while politicians use the withdrawal as an election talking point in the U.S., Afghans mourn yet another freedom lost under strict Taliban rule. New laws forbid women from speaking outside the home. Unknown Nation's Greg Kelly says,
Afghanistan has been in a continual state of decline since the pullout 3 years ago.
The Taliban continues to execute Christians when they discover underground churches or individual believers.
On almost a weekly basis, we hear of people being captured, punished, and killed. It's a regular event, yet we also hear Christians are multiplying and they're passionate about reaching their fellow Afghan brothers and sisters with the gospel.
Unknown Nation's training center in a neighboring country equips Afghan refugees to reach their people for Christ. A recent graduation ceremony celebrated and launched the newest batch of gospel workers.
They cannot wait to go to Afghanistan and share the good news because they themselves have been transformed by the power of the gospel. The crazy thing is they understand that if they survive even 3 years, it's probably beyond what would be expected.
Pray these believers can start making disciple-making movements in their homeland. Next, gospel opportunities abound if you're a missionary in Malaysia, but reaching certain people groups for Jesus carries a higher risk. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA explains.
Malaysia is a very interesting place as it relates to persecution because it is almost entirely based on your ethnicity. If you are Chinese, you can be a Christian, no trouble at all. If you're ethnic Indian, you can go to church. But if you are an ethnic Malay person, you are required to be a Muslim. The government says you only have one option.
Even the appearance of talking to Malays about Christ can get believers into serious trouble. Pastor Raymond Koh is a prime example.
Pastor Raymond Koh was involved in ministry to the downtrodden. He was really just representing Jesus to the people in Malaysia.
A misunderstanding led to Pastor Koh's abduction in 2017. He was thought to be sharing the gospel with ethnic Malay people, and while that wasn't the case, Pastor Koh remains missing today with no clues to his whereabouts. You can read more of his story in the full report at our website, and pray for favor as VOM USA supports frontline workers and persecuted Malay Christians.
Voice of the Martyrs is involved in encouraging and equipping believers there.
And wrapping up today, we'll head to Tajikistan, where Sat7's new talk show, In the World of Women's Thoughts, targets isolated Christian women. Joe Willie explains.
We want to make sure that, especially for these Christian women that are in Tajikistan, that they know and they understand and are supported with scripture, they are supported with programming, and that they know their value in the eyes of God, and they can be discipled and supported even though they are few.
The Christian population in Tajikistan is less than 1%. Christians can't gather legally and face persecution if they confess their faith. Women, even more so. Willie says the need for encouragement has never been higher. The new satellite television program is part of a wider strategy to ramp up support for Tajik Christians in their life of faith. The new program focuses on biblical examples of Christian womanhood.
It is a program that says we're even broadcasting in your language. It's specific to you. So when Sat7 broadcasts in Tajik to Tajik women, it is another endorsement of who they are and who God created them to be.
Fun fact, because Tajik is closely related to Dari, spoken in Afghanistan, the program will also benefit Afghan women.
Pray for that strength, and I pray for their safety and their security of people in these nations, and that God would move.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.